It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a new report finds that tobacco marketing is being targeted at minority communities in Milwaukee. We'll break down what they found coming up. First, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a report last week on vaccination rates in each state. According to that report, Wisconsin kindergarten students are getting exempted from getting vaccines at a higher rate than the national average. Across much of the country, a little more than 2% of kindergartners go without vaccinations. In Wisconsin, that number is just over 5%. Dr. Joseph McBride is a practicing physician who specializes in infectious diseases. He's part of the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. McBride, thanks a lot for coming up to the studio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, what's your reaction when you see these numbers?
Yeah, it's certainly is surprising to see such high numbers. Here in Wisconsin, we really value our health and our health of our community. And I think we value public health at a high amount. And to see these numbers as high as they are, especially compared to other states throughout the country, it is a surprising trend that we'd like to reverse.
Now, we see a number like 5% getting these exemptions from vaccines. Flip it around, 95% are getting vaccines. That sounds like a lot. What's the threshold for when we get worried, when there's too many unvaccinated kids?
Yeah, great question. So usually under the around 90 to 95% is when we start to worry. Certainly once we dip below 90%, that's when a big concern happens. Obviously, with the concept of herd immunity, the higher 100% that you can get, the better. So I don't think we're necessarily in panic mode at this point, but there certainly is areas for improvement.
What do we know about long-term trends? And I know there's different ways of measuring, even in this report, from state to state, so it might be hard to compare apples to apples, but what do we know about how things have changed in Wisconsin?
Well, what we can say, at least for the last couple of years when this study was performed, was that there hasn't been a lot of changes over the last 24 months or so. So it seems that the exemption rate that people are having for vaccinations has remained constant over the last few years. And without a lot of changes in legislature or our public health policies, I don't necessarily foresee a big change in that.
Let's talk about these exemptions. There's a couple reasons kids can not get vaccines. Some, there are medical reasons where a vaccine might be unhealthy for them. That's a smaller part of it. It sounds like more of them are done under a rubric of like philosophical objections to vaccines.
Right. Yeah. So just to put things in perspective a little bit, we had a little bit over 66,000 kindergartners in Wisconsin start school last year. And looking at the numbers of exemptions, we had about 164 medical exemptions. And this could be a wide range of medical problems for things that encompass immune deficiencies in people, maybe people who are going through chemotherapy for cancers, or people who have true allergies to a vaccine. But then in Wisconsin, we have two other forms of exemptions. And one is a religious exemption, and then another one is a parental preference not to have the vaccine. And if you look at the numbers, that is overwhelming, the largest amount. Well over 90% of the exemptions fall under this personal decision not to get the vaccine. And that is just really too high for our overall herd immunity and our health.
And this has been a big story for some years now, growing over the years, number of people worried about possible health risks of vaccines. What do you say to people who raise that concern?
Yeah. Well, certainly there's a large skepticism in the community, and it's not universal. Mm-hmm. Certainly, as you mentioned, we have a reasonable number. 90 to 95% of our people are getting vaccinated. So I think we're able to reach the majority of the population, but there is a strong conviction in a minority of the population who have a skepticism. And it's not out of ill will, certainly. I think it's just we have to do a better job as physicians and as public health proponents to really highlight the benefits and the downsides of vaccines. Overwhelmingly, vaccines are a positive invention for our healthcare. I think us as physicians sometimes get so caught up in the benefits of vaccines that we don't necessarily want to admit that there could potentially be some problems with it. So we kind of give it a carte blanche that, that everybody will have a wonderful experience with them. There's going to be no problems at all. So when there is a problem like pain or a small fever, a lot of people get suspicious and say, this is not what the doctor said. And I think people are a little bit too defensive sometimes at it. So us as physicians need to have frank conversations with families to really show that the vast majority of people should be getting vaccines and to listen to their concerns and to address them accordingly.
Talking to Dr. Joseph McBride from the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, talking about vaccination exemption rates here in Wisconsin, according to a CDC report out last week. Those rates are higher, meaning more Wisconsin kindergartners are going unvaccinated than in most states around the country. Dr. McBride, let's get back to those kids who have the medical exemption. Yeah. In some ways, right, they're the ones most at risk if the non-vaccination rate goes up.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so these are really our most high-risk groups. Again, people with immunodeficiencies, HIV, AIDS, people who are born with their own genetic immunodeficiencies, also children who acquire cancer and are on chemotherapy. So these are the people that really benefit the most from the good herd immunity from the rest of the population. And when that numbers dip, that's when we really see the problems, not just for the population, but especially in these compromised hosts.
Now, one of the most famous vaccines, I think, for any parent is the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. It's been a while, but I still remember those for my kids. What have we seen? Have we seen any of those diseases making comebacks due to lower vaccination rates around the country?
Oh, of course. I think there's been some high-profile outbreaks, especially of measles. Measles is a highly transmissible infectious disease. The outbreaks that are in our recent history include the Disneyland outbreak a couple of years ago that subsequently spread throughout the country. And then also in Minnesota, too, there's been some high-profile outbreaks of measles. It doesn't take a lot to develop a case of measles and to transmit it. So that's why the herd immunity is just such an important part of our public health.
And another case I've seen is that, oh, it's just measles. It's not a big deal. How big a health risk is measles?
Yeah, measles is quite a large health risk, especially in situations where there's unprotected or unvaccinated hosts. Certainly, it can be a big cause of morbidity and mortality in people. Thankfully, here in the U.S., we've lost a little bit of our memory, our collective memory on it, just how bad some of these infections have been. And when these numbers start to drop, it's when we really see some pockets of outbreaks come again. And I think that we need to remember that these issues are still at hand.
Have you seen public health interventions here in Wisconsin or elsewhere that you think really, I hate to say it, moved the needle on vaccinations?
Definitely. And I think that there's a few states that we should really be emulating. The states of California, West Virginia, and Mississippi, if you look at their vaccination rates for kindergartners, they're really quite outstanding, close to 99.9%. And the reason why that is that they really do not offer different types of exemption. So there's no religious exemption. There's no personal conviction exemption. It's just for medical reasons. And here in Wisconsin, with those two other types of exemptions, it essentially allows a way out for families not to get vaccinated. We find that when you look at other states that have either religious exemptions or personal conviction exemptions, it really doesn't matter. It's just the presence of one of them. So if someone doesn't want a vaccine, they'll say, oh, it's against my religion or it's against my personal conviction. But here in Wisconsin, we've got three different ones. So I think what we can do is essentially a few things. One is we could always erase those exemptions, you know, if we just have it for the medical exemption, and that would cut down at over 90% of our exemptions here in the state. That is a challenging thing to pass legislature for, and I think that's something that our School of Public Health and Medicine is always going to be pushing for on a pretty regular basis, but that's hard to do. You really need the help of the Department of Health. Some things that we've done at UW is that we've allowed people to have a personal liability form. So this is parents who say, I don't want a particular vaccine. Let's say I don't want the MMR vaccine. They actually have to sign a release to put in the chart that essentially says all the different potential outcomes of having this infection. And what that is just another stopgap that essentially makes them have a timeout and say, is this really something I want to pursue? Another thought is potentially having these parents fill out this form on an annual basis. So instead of it just being at kindergarten, now we have to do it every year. You never know what kind of conversation someone's had in the days leading up to getting a vaccine. So maybe they had just heard something or read something that didn't sit well with them. And if we readdress this on an annual basis, potentially we'll have more people get the vaccines that are required.
As we wrap up, it just occurs to me that 5% exemption rate for vaccinations is statewide. Do you worry that that might hide variation? So like there might be communities out there with lower, obviously, or substantially higher exemption rates.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so this is supposed to be a clustering method of our entire state. So certainly there are counties and different demographics that have a higher risk of being unvaccinated. So we really have to have a broad approach of meeting all sorts of people in our state to get the vaccine rates up higher.
Dr. McBride, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Dr. Joseph McBride, a physician with UW Health. He was with us to talk about the number of kindergarten students in Wisconsin who are going without vaccinations. He's with the UW School of Medicine and Public Health.